This is BBC Bite Size with Chris Smith and with Richard Van Norden. We're from The Naked Scientists. And this podcast is all about electrolysis. Richard.
Electrolysis isn't just about removing unwanted body hair. In chemistry, electrolysis means something different. It means splitting up an ionic compound using an electric current. So you pass an electric current through a liquid that contains ions, either a molten ionic substance or a solution of something, and various chemical reactions can occur.
So why would an electric current affect chemical reactions?
Well, remember that ions are charged. So if you put a positive electrode into the liquid, it will attract negative ions. And if you put a negative electrode in, it will attract positive ions.
So when those ions are attracted, what actually happens when they meet with the electrode?
Well, if you've applied enough voltage between the electrodes, then electrons will be pushed from the negative electrode onto the positive ions around it. They'll also be pulled from the negative ions that are hanging around the positive electrode.
But if you take the extra electrons away from a negative ion, it will stop being charged, so it can't be an ion anymore.
That's right. The positive ions will be reduced, they'll gain electrons, and the negative ones oxidise, they'll lose electrons, and they'll form neutral metals or molecules.
Now, you mentioned reduced and oxidised, but there's no oxygen involved here necessarily, is there?
Oxidation doesn't actually rely on oxygen. If something is oxidised, it has lost electrons, and if it's been reduced, it's gained them. Oxygen will take electrons from other substances and oxidise them, but so will lots of other substances.
Okay, so if I electrolysed some sodium chloride, NaCl, salt, the positive sodium ions will be reduced at the negative electrode, so they're going to try to go back to being sodium. The chloride ions will be oxidised at the positive electrode, and they'll form chlorine.
That's exactly right. Na plus, sodium, gains an electron at the negative electrode to form sodium metal. And two chloride ions, Cl minus, lose two electrons at the positive electrode to form Cl2, chlorine gas. But this only works if you were electrolysing molten sodium chloride.
Really? Why does it have to be molten?
Well, if it's molten, all you've got there is sodium and chloride ions. Now, if it was dissolved in water, the ions would be able to move and you would be able to electrolyse it, but actually things are more complicated. You've added another substance, the water. You can actually electrolyse pure water and split up the H2O into hydrogen at the negative electrode and oxygen at the positive one. So now there are two possible electrolysis reactions, and here the easier one is going to happen first.
So it would be easier to make hydrogen, say, than sodium?
In this case, yes, but it actually depends on how reactive these substances you're electrolysing are. In fact, you can compare the reactivity of different metals to produce what's known as a reactivity series. Anything more reactive than hydrogen will stay in solution, and you'll end up making hydrogen. So lead, tin, iron, zinc, and the more reactive metals like sodium, they'll give you hydrogen if you try to electrolyse them in water.
But if I electrolyse a less reactive metal, like, say, copper or silver, then I should get metal instead of hydrogen.
That's exactly right.
Now, what about the positive electrode, though? Because we've talked about negative. What about positive?
Well, in that case, you're interested in whether it's easier to oxidise the ion in the salt that you're interested in, or whether it's easier to split water to produce oxygen at the positive electrode. Now, let's take sodium chloride. Chloride is slightly easier to oxidise, so you'll normally get chlorine gas produced. Bromide and iodide are also easier to oxidise than it is to split up water, but sulfate and fluoride are harder.
So if you were to electrolyse a solution of sodium sulfate, for example, the sulfate wouldn't oxidise, so would you get oxygen out?
You would, exactly, that's right, and you have to go through this process for anything where you've got a solution of a substance in water that you're electrolysing.
This process must be very useful commercially, then.
It is very important. So you can produce much purer copper using electrolysis, and of course copper is a very good conductor of electricity. So to do this, you take a lump of impure copper, use that to make the positive electrode, and put it in a bath of copper sulfate, and start off with a very small negative electrode.
And then what happens?
Well, positive copper ions will be attracted to the negative electrode, and they're reduced. At the positive electrode, it's easier to oxidise the copper atoms inside the electrode into copper ions than to break down the sulfate or water. So you get copper atoms breaking away from the positive electrode and moving to the negative ones. And that's useful because only the easiest oxidation will occur at the positive electrode. So any impurities which are less reactive than copper won't oxidise and will just fall off. And any that are more reactive won't be reduced at the negative electrode.
So this is a very good way of purifying copper at the same time.
Exactly, you'll get a lump of very pure copper. And electrolysis is also used for making various useful materials. So to make aluminium, you electrolyse, you split up molten aluminium oxide. You get aluminium at the negative electrode, oxygen at the positive electrode.
Don't you need quite a lot of heat to make molten aluminium, though?
Yes, you do. In fact, to melt aluminium ore, you need to go up to about 2,000 degrees Celsius. So to try and cut this down, we tend to dissolve aluminium oxide in another ionic substance called cryolite, sodium aluminium fluoride, and that melts at about 900 degrees Celsius. The whole process is very energy intensive, which is why recycling aluminium is such a good idea.
Are there any other uses for electrolysis in industry?
Well, a final interesting industrial use is electrolyzing brine, sodium chloride solution. And thinking back to what we were saying earlier, electrolyzing brine gives you hydrogen at the negative electrode and chlorine at the positive, and you're left with sodium hydroxide in the solution. Now, the hydrogen that you've made is useful for lots of chemical processes, like making margarine. The chlorine is used in lots of chemicals, from bleach to PVC plastics. And the sodium hydroxide you've got left in solution is used for many things, including, of course, soap.